We've been working every year since 67. Every year. Not every year, a little bit. Every year, I think the lowest year probably was like about 95 cakes. The highest year was 279.
Even just counting all the Taj Mahal shows in all the years could make a person tired. Now factor in the distance he and his music travel, and the maestro's work ethic is still tough to match. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's true that Taj Mahal has roots in the blues, but as his schooling in agriculture likely taught him, roots lead to further growth. And in the case of Taj, those offshoots span the globe. West Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean. His musical curiosity seems to know no bounds. And last year, Taj celebrated 40 years of sharing what he's learned with a new album called Maestro. Friends like Angelique Kijo and Los Lobos help him out on the record, but during a stop for an FUV live show, it was just Taj Mahal and his road-tested trio. And host Claudia Marshall got a very direct answer to the question of why, at age 60, others relax while he rocks on.
They're wimps, I'm not.
We've been touring all the time. You know, we didn't have that. We never, ever had the option.
Never had the option of, like, you know, record company comes in, broadcasts, sound, you know, reaps benefits, and then artist goes out because benefits have been reaped. Now your name is out there, but you ain't got the money. If you want the money, you got to go play for it. Okay? All right. Oh, hey, listen, you got to know this by now. But in the case of what we did was that we earned our audience, one fan and one audience and one performance at a time.
Stay connected to the audience who, through whatever, you know, fans found their way to our music and our live performances. This is what music is all about. Live people make the connection, dancing, movement. This is where this music came from.
You was a bit down. Baby, that ain't down no more. You used to be down, baby. That ain't down no more. Well, you know I done changed my way of living. Help my mind so.
You've toured the whole world. You've won Grammys, and probably you don't even have shelves for all the awards you've won. As you look back on all this, and we're celebrating 40 years of your music tonight, are there one or two accomplishments that you say, yeah, that's the thing I'm really proud of?
Yeah, having come onto this thing wanting to be involved in what I loved and have that be what it was that I did for my life's work, whether it be in agriculture, be it, you know, a fisherman, or, you know, I don't care, whatever it is, be real good at it. I mean, really bring something to the table so that when I wake up every morning and look at this old guy, I might look at my grandfather in the mirror. That's the funny thing. You know, it's like, you know, you never think about this stuff until all of a sudden you go like, oh, my God, there you are. There you are, you know. And it's really exciting.
Sweet on them, honeybee. Baby, man, sweet on me. The honeybee. My queen bee, baby, oh, rock me to my soul, me to my soul, oh, me to my soul, rock me to my soul, baby, these songs were made for lovers, oh, let's say the numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers, there's the numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers, numbers and numbers and numbers. Numbers and 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 numbers. My soul, my soul, queen bee. Woo!
Taj Mahal and his trio with Queen Bee, recorded during an FUV live show at the Cutting Room in New York City. Hear more exclusive performances anytime online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.